line two. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, my name is Marvin. I grew up in the south side of Houston.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, a lot of people, I hear these people talking about, yeah, you know, cops do this, they have their job. Yeah, but what they don't realize is, you know, what about us? One of my friends got rolled on by a cop and got away with it. You know, they just dumped him right there in the alley. He was beat up. They did the same thing to me, you know. We were drunk one night hanging around in the park with my friends. They
just
came
hanging
up.
Around. Let's make that clear to listeners. You're just kind of hanging out at the park, had a couple of beers, not really doing anything, just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, and they said it's a public park. So then again, they come over here and start voting on us. You know, they pull out the guns. You know, we're not even armed. They pull out guns, talking about getting the, you know, get on the car, get on the car. And they put one of my friends on the top of the hood. And what do they say? They turn on the engine, making him burn, making the hood burn his face.
Damn.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. I said, you know, like you said, if they kill a cop, I wouldn't give a shit what they do to a cop. You know what I'm saying? They see a minority coming down, you know. Like, you see them people over there in River Oaks and Houston, you don't see them bother them. You come to the lower class, which I came out of a hood called Meadowbrook. It's a ghetto.
Yeah.
And we try to make ends meet. People sell drugs, of course. We are, you know, if you try to make money and you ain't got no other education, what other education do you get? What the streets, and people try to come against us, the cops per se, and they never cops with drugs. They never said anything. They never cops with drugs. All they did was beat her ass for fun. You know, I had a rib broken because of them, and they let me go like that. You know, what's the justice in that?
Exactly.
You know?
And there's not enough of justice that needs to be happening, regardless. And like I told some of the other callers who might be necessarily pro-cop, regardless of how you feel about police officers, you and I may not care about them. There are a lot of people that do. Regardless, these incidents cannot continue.
We cannot be tolerated.
It cannot be tolerated. We cannot have a civil society or civilized society if we allow a bunch of people to go around like a bunch of cowboys beating up people however they feel like it.
Exactly.
It's just not acceptable in any way, shape, or form.
That's what I'm saying. My friend, one of them, he was caught with 22 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah.
And you know, and he ended up paying the judge $5,000. And they're talking about this world ain't corrupting. He paid the judge $5,000 and was freed on illegal search by paying off the judge. And you telling me this world ain't fucked up? Man,
no kidding.
You got to tell me something else. You know, if you didn't grow up in the motherfucking hood, you ain't got nothing to say. I mean, hell, I'll just probably talking, oh, yeah, you know, you got the group of doctors, you got the group of this bullshit, man, fuck them. They don't know nothing about growing up in the streets, getting shot out every day, getting almost stabbed at. My homeboys got killed fucking on the streets. And let street judges be street judges. Let the animals wipe out the animals and let the wolves take care of the wolf.
Marvin, bringing it raw, my man. I've got another caller coming up on the line.
Hey, it's cool, man. Nah, I mean, it's cool, man. I mean, I know you got to go on with your show, and I just want to let it be known. Let no bullshit handle the streets.
I appreciate your points, because, I mean, people need to hear what's going on. I think people kind of think that, well, Rodney King was this isolated thing, or what happened in Inglewood is this isolated thing, what happened in New Mexico and Oklahoma.
This happens every single day.
There are a lot of people that don't have video cameras. There are a lot of people who they don't go file a report, because what are the police going to say? Oh, you're whoever. You were hanging out in the park. Who cares what happened to you? Yeah. This is a cop who's this quote unquote upstanding citizen.
And I can't
believe him first.
I know. What am I saying? Am I going to go record and tell him, hey man, you know, this guy whooped my ass. He fucking broke my rib and he helped hit my homeboy in the head and split his head and, you know, made him bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he going to believe? The cop says, well, he was resisting arrest and all this bullshit.
Exactly. And that's kind of what happened with the Inglewood case and that Oklahoma case where this guy got clubbed 27 times. They said he was lying on the ground, and they said, well, he was resisting arrest. How are you going to resist arrest lying on the ground?
But, I know.
And they kept clubbing him 27 times. They busted him in the head and over his ribs and everything else.
And who do the DAs believe?
The cops.
Exactly. You know? And I can't go against them. Well, you do not fight the system. You play by the rules. If not, you fuck regardless.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. You want to participate in this discussion on criminal justice, give us a call, 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738. Some of the stuff that you were talking about just in regard to, yeah, I mean, you're right. You can't go to court. If you go to court, what are they going to say? Well, this guy... doesn't have a job, or this guy is just kind of living wherever or whatever. What, who's the jury going to believe? Who are they going to believe?
No, exactly. They'll be like, this guy's from the streets. You know, what? I mean, I'm the, out of all my friends, all of them that grew up in the hood, I'm the only one that graduated, and I'm looking forward to make a career out of my life, go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen so much shit that you won't, you know, it's like any other person on that call. All I've heard was people that are born over there somewhere else, you know, with a silver spoon in their mouth. I haven't heard nobody in this fucking station that was born where I was come from, with the way I was raised, gang-related. You had no other choice. If you weren't gang-related, you were against them.
Absolutely.
But that would make you an enemy.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to you being an enemy, that means you're either going to get rolled on or capped on. You're going to be dead.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. I'm going to go ahead and move on to our next line. Marvin, I really appreciate you calling, my man. It was really, really good.
No problem, man. I just wanted to let it be known.
Some of the things you brought up, my man. Thank you.